Welcome back to Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube. Your host, Miles Parts. Hey, Brandon, and we have here Diesel.
Hi.
And Quite.
How are we supposed to get this to 10 minutes if we're making the intro this fast?
I don't know. And special guest, who's late, Slazzo.
Hello. It's me.
I just threw you into the bus. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Okay.
It's a small that's good. That's what it is.
Listen, this man was 3 hours late and has the gall to say one more second.
Yeah, I was sleeping. Okay, I was sleeping. Don't disrespect.
I'm disrespecting. You should have been at church if you're this late.
The worst part is you woke up before, but then you went back to sleep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Ooh.
I would never say that again.
Oh my gosh. Our podcast.
Please forgive me, Brandon.
Speaking of Uwu. Okay, now you brought up Uwu. I want your opinion on Uwu ASMR.
Wait,
does that exist?
Made it up.
Okay. Well, I hope it exists.
I'm sure it does exist.
What I really want to draw attention to is when Brandon initially asked you to be on the podcast, your response was, "Hello, Wild Spartans. That could be epic."
Yeah, what about it? That's a normal response.
No, I want to draw attention to how fucking epic has become a normal response. Like, it was used ironically, and now it's just in the fucking vernacular.
No, it's ironically being used ironically, or unironically. Mm. So people are using it ironically in an unironic way, like fucking Grandma Bertha.
What the hell are you
epic.
Talking about?
Like,
that makes
you,
no
like,
fucking
it's clearly
sense.
A
no,
joke
no, that
when
makes
Slazzo
sense.
Says, yes, this could be
it
epic.
It makes perfect sense.
Like, okay, so... It's clearly, like meant to be, like, have comedic context, but it's being used to convey an unironic message.
Yeah, it's an ironic way of unironically saying yes, basically.
So this started because of Ben Shapiro, right? Like, this is...
Okay,
yeah.
This is epic.
Okay, this could
actually,
be
that probably
out.
Did.
Loudmouth podcast?
Is that Ben Shapiro?
Okay, this is epic.
I'm pretty. That's a Ben Shapiro tweet. I'm pretty sure that's where it came from.
That was his.
How many retweets does that have?
Not enough. I don't think. Hold on, let me look it up.
Really?
There is. I remember there is like fucking. He like shouted at Soulja Boy because Soulja Boy was like, "Facts don't care about feelings or whatever the fuck."
All the Ben Shapiro memes are amazing. Like on my last video. Axel and Quackity were just like, Ben Shapiro, feminist-owned compilation! They're just going back and forth with shit like that.
My mom owns my kitchen with logic and reason.
I love the memes of all, like, the intellectuals. It's great.
My girlfriend destroys my self-esteem with logic and reason. Oh, that one's just depressing.
Okay, the tweet has 9,000 retweets.
I think
that's not enough.
I'm gonna say, yeah, not nearly enough. I'm retweeting it.
No, that's not enough. I'm
retweeting
it right
now.
Yeah.
I'm retweeting this right now. That is not enough.
I'm about to retweet Moist fucking yeah, but who cares tweet again.
Sweet, last one I just retweeted it.
So if two people retweet something, will you see that tweet twice or will it only show one of their retweets? Like if it's right next to each other.
I think it would show twice. It showed twice on, well, it didn't show twice for me because it's my retweet, but yeah.
Like, so. I'm only seeing Slazzo's, I'm not seeing Brandon's.
Huh. Well, that's rude.
I think
jeez.
I think it's preferable.
I'm shadow banned.
Let's be fair.
I'm shadow banned because I retweeted Ben Shapiro. Oh,
no. Okay.
Wait, I want to show Slazzo the body painting thing we were talking about earlier.
It sounds
okay.
Kind of hot.
We talked about many things in our 3-hour hiatus.
Yeah, honestly, we had enough topics in the 3 hours to just fill up an entire podcast.
I don't
okay.
think all of us,
so,
all of them, we could have talked about on podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, so there's like a.
Okay.
So,
I'm saving this fucking image. This is a reaction image for me now. Anytime Brandon asks me for something, fucking like, hey, can you record quite? Hello, Wild Spartans. That could be epic.
Wait, what the fuck? Oh, it's a Kingstar tweet. Okay. What's it?
Yeah, so it's a clip of Zomba Unicorn telling off people who tell her that body painting's like sexual on Twitch, and like, and I wanted to know. Okay, put context as well. She looks like a salmon in that, but she's what character from Scooby Doo is she cosplaying?
She's supposed to be Velma.
I'd say more like
Velma.
Bacon.
Yeah, that's what I also said.
I don't think she looks like bacon. I think she looks like that piece of salmon.
I said she looked like pumpkin. Like a pumpkin.
I see that.
She can be a pumpkin, too. Pumpkin's less even. Like, those are even lines.
I think all of these are valid. I think all of these are valid opinions.
Thank you, Quack.
That's very nice of you.
So, Zombie Unicorn body painted herself to be a pumpkin salmon.
Oh, that's the Bully Hunters girl, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that just makes it even worse. Oh.
What is your opinion?
You know what she looks like? She looks like the big Titan from Attack on Titan.
You know? Oh my god, yeah.
And maybe that's the next phase of Bully Hunters, is to just eat the bullies. Is to just fucking murder them.
Okay, listen. I was really hoping we could have gone this entire podcast lifetime without bringing up Vore, but you just fucking ruined it.
Anime.
Oh my god, let's talk about Vore.
Let's not.
No.
I
had Henry look at a bunch of pictures of Vore today for like one of my videos
video
that I did with him.
Who likes Vore?
Me.
No one? Good.
Oh, you can. I like it.
Just Laz is just like, me.
I like it.
What's your favorite part of Vore?
Yeah, can we not talk about Vore, actually? I've changed my mind. I don't like Vore.
I've changed my mind. I don't like Vore.
Okay.
I've had a change of heart over the last 2 seconds.
I think it'd be really interesting to get, like, a bunch of people on who are really into some weird shit.
I don't.
And have them explain why they're into weird shit.
I think they are... I have no problem with them. I think they should be allowed to exist away from me.
No, they should be allowed to exist. Like, I'm not saying we should execute people who like Vore, but I'm saying I'd like to know an explanation.
Vore, though, like, how do you rationalize that as like something that's like, damn, this turns me on? Like,
I mean,
I'm horrified. I don't want to get eaten alive. That
Diesel,
sounds scary.
Diesel, it's like you can't really explain fetishes, can you? They just kind of happen.
Well, like I want to know what part of it. Like I know what parts of things that I enjoy that turn me on, but like
we know it turns us on, but do we know why it turns us on?
I mean,
yeah, if you know why
know
it turns
how,
you on,
like,
you can
figure it out.
I don't
know how I got it. I
and
just
it's like,
know,
it's like, no
like,
one knows
that I like
fetishes
it.
Fetishes come from and shit. Like,
we are adults enough to elaborate on our enjoyments. I'm being very general here because I don't want to give the internet more ammo because I'm so. I see the awful things when you go on Tumblr. All right,
I'm gonna spoil your kinks, Diesel. I'm gonna spoil your kinks. Diesel likes minions.
No.
Diesel likes buff minions. That
Diesel's
tweet the Loudmouse account. That's what Diesel into. Buff minions.
Nice. No, okay. You want to know how I found a picture of the buff minion, right? So
sure.
I was doing the video with Henry, right? And we got on the topic of minions. So I looked up sexy minions on DeviantArt, and this was one of the top results. So
okay.
You know, there you go. This is what Slaza, you see.
What how do you feel about minions?
yeah, they're pretty epic. Like, they're decently epic.
They're epic?
Yeah, the epic factor is
what do you
least
think
about
this Legend
a 9.
Of Korra minion looking ass?
Oh, can we... what is this? What the
so there's this one episode of... this isn't really a spoiler, but, like, there's this one episode of Legend
yeah.
of Korra where, like, some of the characters are like, we need a disguise, and so they put on some yellow jackets and goggles. It's like... like, they don't say they're minions, but they're definitely fucking minions. Look at that fucking screenshot.
Oh,
there's no way they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, they're minions. I feel you, brother. I feel you.
You sound so tired.
Yeah.
Stop fooling on me.
I just woke up and we're talking about Vore and sexy minions. I think I've had enough.
Well,
I think I'm ready to go.
And we're only 10 minutes in.
Oh, no.
And we're only 10 minutes in.
I feel like almost every other episode now we talk about... porn or like dick or something.
I mean,
what about Vore minion porn?
Stop.
Listen, we can choose ahead of time to just not like put this on the table, but we like you guys keep choosing to bring it up, and me sometimes too. So
but who cares?
Talk about it. Yeah,
sponsors.
It's fun.
I don't know.
I mean, like, have you listened to the official podcast?
No.
Which is not on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah, they're not on YouTube.
Yeah.
But like, I've listened to them on SoundCloud, and like. Their like key thing they ask guests is like the weirdest way they've jerked off.
Really?
So I mean, like, I think we're fine.
Yeah.
So, Lazo, have you ever had a podcast?
No.
I feel like
you dodged like a couple bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, hope. Yeah, jeez. Okay.
Your first podcast is bound to never see 10 episodes.
Yeah, like, my first one, like, died after 4, I think, and those 4 were over the course of, like, 3 months, and we were trying to upload weekly.
Mm.
Didn't go so hot.
Zoinks. Once a month.
Yeah. It's a lot of time, isn't it, like, recording a podcast, like, regularly. It's a really big commitment.
It kind of just depends how you balance it. If you have, like, a scheduled time a week, it's, like, it just becomes part of your schedule, and it's, like, nothing.
Like, we're just kind of, like, in the rhythm of doing it now, because, like, we talk a lot anyways, so it's, like...
Yeah. We might as well put this up on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then, like, when we go on, like, trips or something, and we need bulk, we just stop going twice a week and just do once a week, and we just record, like, 4 episodes or something like that.
I feel like we did twice a week for VidCon, though. Why do I feel that? Because I felt like it was a lot of work.
We recorded, like, a bunch of episodes, like, in ahead of time, so that we could upload, like, the normal schedule, like, in the week preceding VidCon. And then we recorded, like, 2 at VidCon, so we could...
Yeah, but we also recorded a lot in advance, so we could focus on uploads for our channels when we left. I remember that was another reason as well.
Yeah, we recorded once a week during VidCon. I remember that. And then what we did was is the once a week lasted like... It was like 4 episodes we pre-recorded. And then we recorded 2 when we were there.
So like one of the ones that we pre-recorded, the one with Quackity, I think, we uploaded the first week. Then the IRL one with just us the second week. Then the one with Niall the third week.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work, but we don't do jack even shit, Slazo.
Even Slazo, no, Slazo understands. Slazo's, maybe we should replace you with Slazo Diesel.
What the
fuck? Like, Thanos couldn't make it.
They have a lot of candidates for Diesel.
I am openly called the least favorite on the podcast.
Oh, that's
rude.
Your
fault for being the least likable.
Because someone was like in my mentions, and they were like, oh, you guys should look at the Tumblr post. They'd be wilding over there or whatever. And, like, I went, and they were like, yeah, guys, Diesel might be everybody's least favorite, even though he's, like, a dude bro and a conservative and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what the fuck? I'm neither of those things, but okay, sure, whatever.
Now we're gonna get a fucking Tumblr post about this, Diesel.
Probably, considering it's an early episode.
Yeah, your fault.
Wombo combo.
Please.
Okay, Diesel, we won't replace you. We'll replace Quite.
You can't replace me. You can't kill me. I'm a bad bitch.
Okay, well, we'll replace me then.
Okay, bye. I'm sorry, who are you again? Oh, Slazzle, good to see you.
Hello.
Here we have our guest, Wild Spartans.
I wish Thanos made it.
These questions are really weird for Slazzle.
Well,
for one,
Brandon, I'm really glad to have you on the podcast this episode and never again.
Jesus. You're welcome. Who's editing this one? Is it Diesel?
I think it's Diesel. I don't know, but it's going to be an absolute fucking clusterfuck. Slazzo, why are people asking if your water is clean?
Oh, for fuck's sake. it's like, that meme refuses to die among, like, just, I don't know who's still doing it, but basically, I don't know if you all saw the original video, but I did a video on us/nobodyasked, I'm looking at it, 7 months ago now. 7 physical human months ago, where I read out this post, and below the post, below the text I was reading, there was some random person commenting saying, man, that water looks clean. And, like, that was kind of the joke of the video. I kind of, you know, pointed that out, memed on it a few times. And then all of us, and then fucking everyone in every video for the next 7 months just says, man, that water looks clean. And that's like my meme for the rest of my life.
That's fucking bread and butter now, ain't it?
That's about right. I mean, that's happened to Diesel.
Yeah.
What's your one?
Stuck with the same inside joke for like fucking 7 centuries.
I'm not going to say it because people will like start saying it again.
No, I'll say it, you know, just...
Okay, Diesel, if you say it again, I don't want to hear you fucking complaining about it.
Let's be real here. I am going to bitch about it because...
Okay, I'm not going to listen.
I'm Diesel, and that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, continue.
No, but what was it? It was like a Reddit video that I was doing with you, right, Brandon?
It was Lele Pond.
Oh, it was Lele Pond's one. Oh, my God. That was way back.
That was nearly seven months ago.
That was literally
nearly
the first
7 months ago.
It's almost been like a year ago now. I feel like though
it feels like a lifetime.
No, it was like 7 months. Here, let me check.
7 months.
Okay,
no,
so
it was the Instagram
question.
Hacks, wasn't it? It was the Instagram hacks video.
Was it the Instagram hacks?
Yeah.
It was one of those. It was either 6 or 7 months ago. Anyways, continue.
And like, what did I say?
You said me so lonely.
Me so horny
and
lonely. Potato.
Yeah.
I think we colloquially decided though, like quote colloquially decided that it's potato.
It is potato.
No.
I typed that out on purpose because like you can't say potato, like you can't type out potato. So that was the point. Like to be like a self-deprecating but like joke that doesn't make sense. It was like an anti-joke. Anyway, it just went on. Then all my comments were just flooded with it. And I'm like, this is shitty. And then it like was in my Twitter mentions. And I'm like, this isn't funny at all. This is stupid. It's like, you all killed the joke, and it's all your fault. Remember that. Loudmouth audience. You kill the memes. So don't overuse them.
Yeah, I guess it's like the whole witch left thing that's been plaguing you guys. It's how long's that been around?
I was just about to say which left. It's so great.
That's a better example.
It's just never stopped. And like every time Quackity is in a video, it's just which left. And then like there was one video where I told people to like ironically go comment which left on Quackity's new video. And then there was just hundreds of people just commenting which left in his new video. It was fucking hilarious.
Which video is the which left thing from?
It's like months old. It's like 4 or 5 months old now.
Is it from yours or one of Anna's videos?
It's one of mine.
Okay. I gotta find it because, like, fuck. I love that meme, but, like, I have no idea where it came from.
Slaza, do you see which left comments in your comments?
Wait, hold on. Let me look, actually.
Because I've seen them in other people's comments before.
Oh, God.
Like, Henry gets them in his comments.
Well, now you're gonna get them.
Yeah, rip. Okay.
Yeah, sorry for your loss. I apologize.
Let's see. Which left? Which in the comments? Yeah.
Diesel, I just want to loop this back around to bullying you. So it's like, please don't oversaturate memes. Things said moments before memes became oversaturated.
Yeah, I know. That's like
10 pictures taken right before disaster struck.
Don't oversaturate memes, and then that's a quotable meme now. We even get which left in our mentions right now for this episode. This is great. Which left?
I gotta type which left in just Twitter search and see what comes up.
I don't get it.
It's a global phenomenon. I'm gonna tweet on the podcast story. Twitter.
Okay,
which
all
left.
Political stuff. I don't want to look at this anymore.
Whoops. Wrong left.
I type in which left in Twitter search and it's just all politics. I can't be asked.
Zoinks. This is Ben Shapiro. Just pops his head up.
Ben Shapiro owning feminist compilation.
Yep.
I bet you could find some like Ben Shapiro videos on Pornhub and it's like Ben Shapiro destroys white girl or something.
I've seen like a fucking Pornhub have completely like full movies that have been pirated in HD. Like I cannot tell you how many unironic just straight up anime movies I found on there. Not because
you could find
them,
a bunch of shit.
Because they were looking for me.
Yeah, I saw the
full. So were you watching hentai and then like 3 hour long anime movie gets recommended?
No, I was looking for legal means to watch movies, and Pornhub was on with the fucking Google search.
Oh, so like Pornhub like bombarded you, and they're just like, no, you can't be a law abiding citizen. You must watch our pirated movie. Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that happens to me all the time too.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
I feel
like
that.
I'll be on Netflix and some adware will just pop up, be like, "Watch for free!" And it starts playing, and I'm like, "Whoa,
I
don't want
free,
this."
So I guess I gotta watch it now.
Yeah, well, it's like it doesn't Netflix stop playing; ads. It just keeps going.
Ads
Wait, what?
Just ads just I just all over Netflix. We all know that.
Does Netflix suck in Australia?
Like, yeah, it's like a fucking barren wasteland.
Yeah, I just use a VPN. Wait, what? No, well, it's a VPN.
Oh. Wait, what? No. How does your internet handle that? Because I know Kappa tries to not use a VPN, but apparently his fucking just internet's so shit it can barely handle it.
How Mine's fine.
Okay.
I'm in like an area with the new like NBN thing, which isn't very good, but it's better than what we had before. So
sick.
What are your speeds?
What are my speeds? It like depends on how it's feeling, pretty much. But
that's great.
Well, how's it feeling now?
How's it feeling now? It's feeling around 10, 11, so not very good, but, you know, better than what we had before, so.
What'd you have before?
Oh, well, at my old place in Queensland, it was like, it took me 2 days to download Terraria, which is like a 300 megabyte game. Like, I'm not even making that up. It's actually the state that we were.
I see why there's theories about... I see why there's theories about Australia not existing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How can we be sure when it's that? Like, there's that much latency?
Yeah. Oof. It has to go through the simulation. Has to decrypt. God.
Okay. Speaking of simulations, I found a subreddit recently with a bunch of people just talking about how they think the world's a simulation and how they experience glitches in the Matrix.
Can you link it? Because that actually sounds interesting.
It's like an interesting read.
Oh,
but like,
yeah, yeah,
just
I've seen that one. Yeah.
It's like
just called Glitch in the Matrix or something.
I think so. It's like,
yeah.
Isn't Matrix. It just all videos of strange things happening in real life or whatever?
No, it's just a bunch of text posts of people's experiences, and someone's like, stuck in a time loop? Did I just die? What happened? And it's like a bunch of people talking about their experiences and shit. And like, I saw it on the popular section. I was scrolling through Reddit, and I was really fucking confused. I'm like, is this like r/no sleep where people make up stories and shit? Because, like, I don't know. They put it in quotes. Eyewitnesses, offense that cannot be explained with critical thinking. I mean, like, it's in quotes, so maybe maybe it is bullshit. But, yeah, I looked at the one about someone thinking they just died, and it's like, yeah, this shit's, like, it's kind of weird. Stuff like that's always weirded me out a bit.
I mean, there's no proof behind these claims, but it is still fun to read, you know? Just
yeah, I think it's more like r/no sleep, though.
It's fun, like, you know, just thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I read something in r/no sleep, and I was immediately like, this is bullshit, because there's not a zombie laboratory, you know?
Yeah.
If you got no credibility if there ain't no zombie laboratory.
No, there was a zombie laboratory, there just wasn't the one that exists. Like, their story consisted of somebody going down into a basement, and then, like, they work in a lab, and there's, like, a room they never go into, and they went in the room, and then there was, like, dead people, and, like, they were, like, help me, or something like that. That was the story. Thank you for that image of Kate behind you.
Yeah, that's a great
I was going to describe that in a certain way, which I shouldn't do.
No, well, now you gotta explain it in that way. Poor Kappa, he doesn't get a break, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's every waking moment
way.
We're like,
listen,
Kappa Kaiju.
He's the one who made that. He made that first image, and he edited his mouth to look like that in the second image.
Oh well, that's his fault. He did it to himself.
Like I've already memed him hard, and he does it too. I'm pretty sure.
God.
What is that?
That's Kappa. That's a Kappa.
That's a Kappa, but that's not Kappa.
That is a Kappa.
I see no difference.
Is this what this podcast is? Just. Pictures of Kappa Kaiju in the chat.
You would be surprised.
We're supposed to not post pictures, and we make a
what
to do about it.
Uh-huh.
Like we have the whole running gag. Oh, it's Pictionary podcast. Have fun, kids. But
right.
We usually have topic lists, so we usually have one thing to transition to. If like we're sputtering out like word soup or whatever.
Right, but now there's no safety.
Diesel's
net.
Just giving up at this point.
Yeah.
No, Slazo, talk about your life story. Go.
Talk about my life story. Well, when I was nah, I've lost it already. I've forgotten.
Oh my god.
Oh shit! Did you guys see that like new leaked Pokemon supposedly?
No.
Like the leak came from fucking Pokemon Go of all things.
Pokemon is for kids. Grow up,
and nerds. You forgot about nerds.
I just don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah,
you know what? Slazo can replace me. Fuck you guys.
Oh, here's a good question in the list of questions in a long-running debate on the Loudmouth podcast, right? So, Slazo, is it GIF or GIF?
It's GIF.
Yeah, it's not GIF!
Yes!
It is not GIF!
It's GIF. Someone start... Someone watching that watches every episode, please start, like, tallying up how many guests say GIF instead of GIF, please.
It is literally not GIF.
It is
GIF. You're all wrong.
It is.
You're all wrong. You're all wrong.
Is the G in graphics pronounced as a J? No, shut up.
Yes! You're all wrong.
It's pronounced Jurassic.
Like, Brandon has physically admitted that he knows he's wrong. He's just holds on to this because he doesn't want to admit
No. Okay, everyone else says GIF, right?
Brandon,
it is literally GIF. It is literally GIF.
You're like, you don't want to fucking like give it away.
It is literally GIF.
Okay, why is it GIF?
I'm not letting go of this.
Yeah,
why is it GIF?
Because the developer who made the fucking the file type literally said it's GIF.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, he could be wrong.
All words are fucking made up, Brandon. They are, the definition is and the pronunciation is determined by popular culture and how it's used. So shut
I'm
up.
I'm sorry, but you just kind of got Ben Shapiro like owned. I'm sorry, Brandon. Yeah, but you just
might as well put in the Ben Shapiro compilation. Am I right?
Yeah.
I've proved that it's pronounced GIF with logic and reason.
Yeah, you're literally wrong.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm not backing down. I will die on this fucking hill.
Say literally one more time, bitch. Literally.
Now I gotta fix that so it doesn't destroy everybody's ears.
You just gotta hard limit it, dude. You just gotta hard limit it.
Yeah, you just hard limit everything.
Good.
Okay, back to your life story, Slazo.
Hi. What aspect of my life story am I talking about?
I don't know.
My childhood.
I mean, there was a question.
This is probably something we should have asked you at the beginning, but like, what kind of stuff do you do on YouTube?
Oh, actually, yeah, that would have been a good thing to start with.
Oh my god, that would have been a great list. Yeah.
Okay, hey guys, Lamad Podcast, about half an hour into the podcast, we're going to talk about the guest.
Hey, you were 3 hours late!
Yeah, yeah.
We can be
that's
a little
fair,
late.
That's fair. Okay. I make the funny ha-has on YouTube. I do Reddit videos sometimes. Less so
my
now.
Man.
But I just kind of do anything funny. I'm kind of hilarious, if I do say so myself. I don't know what to say. I just...
What, out of your most recent videos, what do you think it best sums up your content?
Australia is not real. In brackets, conspiracy. That's... I would say that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was going to ask what you thought about that conspiracy.
I think most people in it are just memeing on it, but like, there's the odd person who, who actually does believe it. I think. But most people you see inside those like, Australia's made up, like Facebook groups are I think they're just fucking with people. Like, I don't think they actually believe it. So I think like on planet Earth there are like 5 people who actually do believe that Australia is a. Is a lie.
Well, see, like, I feel like it's like the flat Earth situation where you would like to think that most people are joking, but I think more people,
yeah,
than you'd expect.
Yeah,
think
maybe
Australia doesn't exist.
Like Bob exists. That's a guy who's famous and thinks that the Earth is flat.
Yeah,
got
maybe
no
I'm
fucking fight with Neil deGrasse Tyson over it.
Maybe I've got too much faith in humanity. I don't know, but.
Well, I think like, no. I think you're right. Like a lot of people are probably in on it because of the joke. Like flat
the,
earthers,
the
are
flat earthers
to like laugh at.
It's a flat Earth conspiracy. Like it's part of the flat Earth theory that the world, like it being flat, Australia doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like that's part
wait, that's
of the
part
theory.
Of the
wait,
theory?
That's part of the flat Earth.
Wait,
theory?
That's part of flat Earth theory.
Nah, yes. Nah. It's
so if somebody goes to Australia, oh wait, explain. Sorry.
Well, like not all. Flat Earthers believe that that Australia is not real. Like they're not in the same theory, but they kind of run parallel with one another.
Okay,
so
like,
yeah,
it's not like not all people who think the Earth is flat think Australia is fake.
Yep.
So like those people who think Australia is fake, where do they like think they go if they take a flight to Australia?
Well, the creepypasta is that the pilots are in on it, and they fly you to nearby islands with paid actors who are paid to act Australian.
That's why you can't go into the center of Australia. That's why it's unlivable.
Exactly.
Wait, so are you telling me that like these people believe that they're so special that when they go to Australia, they just set up this entire, like... Like, basically what North Korea does for travelers.
Yeah.
So with they can convince them that Australia's real. Wouldn't it make more sense that Australia exists and that it just so happens Like, I don't know. That makes no sense.
I don't know.
Wow, that theory is really shit.
Life is strange, and so is this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, so, like, all Australian politics are just not real?
Yeah.
Who is that one? Pretty who is much. The one fucking, Clive Palmer, was it, who, like, made the fucking,
the anime
like, this is how I make my memes, and he gets the, copies the dog Snapchat filter and puts it on some fucking old dude. And he's like, this is how I make my memes, guys, and it was a totally unironic tutorial, so it was just really fucking funny.
I don't know about that, but that sounds like Clive Palmer. And he also posted the anime, character on Parliament House. Just with, like, no context. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this. I saw this on Twitter.
Clive Palmer shows how he makes his memes.
Speaking of, like, the Flat Earther thing, I remember I saw a Facebook post of, like, a guy who was genuinely concerned about falling off the face of the earth because he was going to Australia. Like, he was like, I can't talk to my friends and family about this because, like, they don't believe me. But he's like, I need some help. I need some, like, support. He's like, I'm flying to Australia and then to Dubai. And he was like, I need to, like, will I fall off the earth?
Every time I start telling, like, this to my family, they start crying because they feel bad and think these are the effects of me dropping me as a child.
I wonder if there's, like, a different brain makeup of people who think the earth is flat. Probably not, but I think
I feel like it's just conditioning, like, in certain things or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's like, there's so much proof against it. Like, people go outside and they're like, I can't see the earth curvature, therefore it flat.
They go to some extreme lengths to say that the world is flat. Like, they perform the dumbest experiments and they say...
Yeah, like the guy who launched himself in a rocket and almost died.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, I haven't gotten high enough. Like, eventually you'll go so high that you'll see there's a curvature, and then you'll die. There's no air up there.
He's but, fucking you know, cool, keep, bro. He's keep just doing cool. It, Mike. Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
His name's Mike, by the way.
His name's Mike.
Not, yeah, Mad Mike.
Else, just Mike.
I think it's with most people, it's just based in a kind of mistrust of authority as a whole. They just want to believe the earth is flat.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
I can see that. Same reason people think the moon landing is fake.
Mm.
It's more of like, oh yeah, the government. It's more of that than like, we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, I would believe that well before I believed that the earth is flat, though. That has a lot more plausibility.
I don't believe it, but like, if I had to pick one, if I had to pick a conspiracy theory to believe in, it wouldn't be flat earth before fucking moon landing's fake.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, like, yeah, there's more people pointing to it, moon landing not being real than
it's less flat earthers out there as well.
Mm.
Yeah, like it totally makes sense for them to fake going to the moon.
Like the moon isn't landable on, or like the moon's a fake fucking like somebody just is projecting a fake fuck off.
The moon's a hologram. The moon is made of cheese.
We didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, apparently there's a whole like subsection of YouTube that does like transvestigations where they determine like whether these people who are rich and famous are actually another gender.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, biologically. Shuan Head did a video on that, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a meme.
I got the guy to respond to the video I did because he was like, Elon Musk is a woman and I have, like, undiscernible proof. And he responded he's like, I'm sorry, you're just wrong. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like if, like, people who go into that, like, if they're, like, trying to do it because they, like, want to prove that there's, like, trans icons or whatever, like, you're just, if they haven't come out yet, like, you trying to out them is probably not helping them feel any more comfortable with themselves.
But that's not the point of them outing them.
No, they're trying to do it because
they were made by the Illuminati.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, not quite. Yeah, this isn't serious. These people are just crazy.
Like, nice.
Yeah. Isn't the proof always just like, hey, that quote-unquote girl has a very masculine jawline, must be trans, there we go.
6ix9ine transvestigation, the sky is falling transvestigations.
Is that real? The 6ix9ine one?
I don't know. I've just looked up transvestigation and like I'm looking at like the first results.
Wow.
I don't know how like unironic this is or ironic it is.
Oh my God.
In the description it says, contact me via email if you would like one free session for life coaching.
Live coaching.
Well,
from this
you know.
Person. Okay. Cool.
Is this Tasha Mama's second channel? Now that she's suspended. God. I wonder what happened to her.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing now. Jesus.
Yeah, because it's like she lived off of her YouTube and her other website where she posts videos that people pay her for. She lived off of those two things. But like she drove traffic to those websites with YouTube.
She probably just does porn now.
Yeah, she's also anti-vax.
Huh. Yep, her kids will have polio.
I mean, her kids are also being breastfed until they're 18, so I mean, like...
Wow. That won't stop the polio. Hey, look, you know, Zoinks. Man, it's their problem, not mine.
I can't believe the anti-vax movement has actually come to the point where it's causing actual problems, where people... Yeah. Because, like, isn't there, like, what's being spread in some states? What is it?
Like, I hope not polio.
Is it measles? I think it's measles.
Probably. Yeah, that's
here, let me look it up.
Yeah, it's like, vaccinate your kids. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, what if they don't give them autism?
It's one thing if you don't have the means or, like, your kid's, like, allergic to vaccines or some shit. But, like, if you choosing not to get your kid vaccinated affects those who physically aren't able to.
You cannot send your child to public school without vaccination. Most people, even those on government assistance, like, they can get the, like, vaccinations that their child needs.
Yeah, like, 21... I don't think vaccinations are expensive.
Yeah. This is a big maybe.
Depend on the vaccination? Because there's, like...
I mean, like, they're mandatory. Like, I couldn't go into 7th grade when I was younger without a specific set of vaccinations. They wouldn't let me go in. Yeah. I needed vaccinations. I guess, like, in these states that there's a measles outbreak and have laws about vaccinations, because there's 21 states... voice crack. Holy shit. There's 21... That's been happening a lot lately. I hate it. There was 21 states where there's a measles outbreak.
That's bad.
Zoinks.
Measles is dangerous.
I'll read out the states. Arkansas, California... What? Connecticut, Florida... Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington.
Ah. Huh. It's gotta be like small pockets of people.
Yeah, it has to just be like small pockets of people who are like, no vax. My kid won't get sick. And then their kid gets sick and they're like, it's the
How
government.
How did this happen?
The government got my kid sick.
Yeah, it's the water. Chemicals in the water.
Maybe in Flint, Michigan, it's the water. But,
the water will just instantly kill you there.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I mean,
then like
as an American.
And then the people who do get measles. Oh wait, what?
He's like, I understand that meme as an American.
Yeah, that's a proud American citizen.
Do you need contact?
Yes. Well,
Flint, Michigan has had lead in their water for like years.
They've had a lot more than lead in their water. They put a lighter up to their faucet and it'll light on fire.
Like, a lot of shit hasn't been done about it, it seems like.
Huh.
Is it really that expensive to fix? The water in one city?
I don't know
city?
How expensive it is, but part of it feels like, I don't know if it's that they're not doing anything because it's expensive or, like, they're just stubborn or some shit. Like,
I think it's a government conspiracy.
Why would they be stubborn? There's fucking lead in the water!
I don't know. I haven't read up on it that much.
Yeah.
Admittedly.
I just know what happened, like, 3 years ago or something.
Yeah, like, when it was at its height. I remember Elon Musk said he was going to try and help at one point.
Yeah.
And then he said, let me send my car into space instead. And we all clapped.
That was pretty lit. Yeah. Come on. Let me send a car into space.
Oh,
I'm
did
just
you hear
saying,
he's streaming?
His name is Elana Musk, and he's a woman, and he's proud.
What's he doing?
Elana Musk is streaming the moon thing they're doing with, like, the passengers in VR.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. That is cool.
Yeah, he said he was going to... The fucking guy said he was going to take, like, 8 artists or cultural figures into space, and, like, we're really hoping Kanye West goes with them.
Yeah, I hope Logan Paul goes.
Who were your... Yeah, Logan Paul goes. <Pump's> better. Who were your bets for, like, the artists that go? I think Miyazaki should go with 6ix9ine.
please don't send 6ix9ine to space.
The most robust bunch you can think of. Like, fucking, like, esteemed animators and, like, fucking film directors. And also Lil Pump.
I'd much rather...
Diverse bunch you can get. Like, represent everybody.
I'd much rather have Lil Pump over 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. Definitely so, same. Definitely
yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
How about That'd be how awful. About Shoe Nice? How about we send Shoe Nice into space?
He'd try to eat the moon, it'd be great.
Did you know Shoe Nice got a shout out on an Earl Sweatshirt song?
No.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
What?
Shoe Nice.
Shoe Nice got a fucking like shout out on an Earl Sweatshirt song.
The guy who eats his own shoes.
Yes. It's
You're
this
kidding.
Song. Look in the lyrics.
Is that Shoe Nice on the right?
Shit like he's Shoe Nice, like the booth had a bounty. I'ma kill it, it's early like a school night.
Oh my god.
Huh. What do you
Earl
know?
Earl Sweatshirt is the fucking guy.
Oh my god. I can't believe it.
My mom.
Well,
this has changed my life. There we go.
How is Shoe Nice alive?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Dude, his poops must be really fucking painful.
Okay, we've moved on to Shoe Nice's excrement. Can we not?
His annotation for this lyric is, Shoe Nice is a YouTube personality that's known for eating and drinking anything from a full bottle of vodka to painter's cock to tampons.
Huh.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic.
I said that, and then I just started imagining the Shoe Nice Joker thing in my head.
Oh my god. Speaking of poop.
So
speaking of poop, I was playing Animal Jam with Quackity and Axler today. And stop sending Shoe Nice. That
it's
man
Shoe
literally
Nice
eats
Joker.
Shit.
There. Pictionary.
Pictionary. He's I was playing that. Animal Jam with Quackity and Axel. Mm-hmm. And you can't
Stop.
Say Jeff in Animal Jam.
Huh.
You
really?
Say Jeff?
No, you can't. But you can say poop. So we said poop. We couldn't say Jeff. Really disappointing.
Nice. That's
oh, update
it.
On
That's
the
all I have to say.
You can now say pants in the game again.
You can now say pants in Club Penguin Island again?
Yep.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad you can say pants again in
that
game.
Is epic.
Pants.
Eat pants.
Pants. Eat pants.
Eat pants. Oh, did you guys see the Joker standalone movie that's coming out in 2019? Like with that... I don't know how to say his name.
No, but it's probably going to be bad.
It's probably not
Slazo, what is that tweet about?
It probably is going to be.
I hope they make him really edgy. Oh, what's that?
The tweet I just put.
Okay, so it's somebody called BlueRainbow1221 on Twitter saying, Slazo, do you control the speed at which lobsters die? I don't understand anything about this tweet, and...
This
no.
isn't a reference to your
it
content?
It has 12 likes!
No?
No, it is a reference. It is a reference. He's asking if you're fucking Darth Plagueis. He could control the rate at which things died. Like, the rate at which they died and shit.
Quite shut up.
No, it's clearly fucking written there. Like, you're just stupid.
Wait, is
this
it actually?
Is not a Star Wars reference.
Yes, it is. Everything's a prequel reference if you try hard enough.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Understandable. But,
okay. I haven't watched the prequels in so long. Like, I was so young when I watched them. I need to rewatch them.
Much as like we know the prequels aren't that great of movies, like I grew up on that shit. I love them just for that.
Yeah.
I only remember the scene on the water planet.
That's the scene of all the ones to remember. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember. That's how I know I watched it. But like without that scene, I wouldn't have known.
You don't even remember the fucking Mustafar lightsaber fight.
Mm-mm.
The one where,
I was like, real young. I can't remember how young I was.
The one where Anakin gets his shit chopped in half.
Nope.
He got fucked hard. Like, damn. He lost two arms and a leg. That dude was fucked.
Bro,
like,
yeah,
the fire
dude.
Shit. He was fucked, dude. Like, shit. He got fucked
okay.
up.
Okay,
fucked.
We get it.
Shit, he got fucked up.
We get it.
Would you say he got owned, like, epic style?
With logic and reason. If the logic is a lightsaber and the reason is force push, then yes.
No, the reason is the high ground.
Battle strategy?
Oh my god.
Okay.
See, everything is a Star Wars prequel reference.
We did it.
Yeah, so Ben, can we get Ben Shapiro to play a Star Wars character?
Can we get Ben Shapiro on the podcast?
Please do. That has to be your life goal. Get Ben Shapiro on the Loudmouth podcast.
We just end up at tweeting at like stranger and stranger people asking if they can be guests. Like one time it was Elon Musk. This time it's Ben Shapiro. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
If he responds, I don't know what we'll do, but I'm tweeting it out.
We'll say, we'll okay, get him on the podcast. Can't wait to have you on.
Fucking, like, if he says yes, we'll fucking do it.
If he responds to the tweet saying yes, I'm going to respond saying, okay, this is epic. And then he'll probably be like, never mind, I'm not coming on your podcast.
Never mind, fuck you and your epic memes. How much of the epic meme, like, okay, this is epic, do you think was amplified by Epic Games being so big now?
Oh, God.
None. Ben Shapiro carried that.
No, I think it's Ben Shapiro just like, on his own.
Like, at least partly.
It's Ben Shapiro's wonderful Jewish ass making that meme go viral.
Yes.
Would you smash people?
I think it's just Ben on his own.
Slaza, what's your opinion on Fortnite?
it's kind of epic. It's kind of epic.
Kind of epic? Not super epic? Are you kidding me?
I like the thing, what's it called? The default dance? I like that one. That's kind of awesome. I like that.
Oh, Slazo, this is an unironic question, but did you play Blackout at all? Like the beta?
No, I did not.
Oh, damn.
Are you not a gamer?
What games have you been getting into recently?
I don't really play much. I just play to kind of unwind, which is why I don't play Fortnite anymore.
Because it doesn't really unwind you, does it?
No.
Slazo's not a gamer. Slazo, we have to kick him. He's not a gamer.
I'm so weak.
Oh my god. You didn't even play the Blackout beta?
Spider-Man before me. You're not a real gamer. You can't say shit.
I'm still trying to collect all the shit so I get the cool thing at the end.
I just realized in one of PewDiePie's Reddit videos, he misspelled nice girls.
Oh.
What'd he spell it as?
Nick girls.
He might have did that to avoid demonetization.
I'm sure he did it on purpose.
Because every Nice Girls video I made got demonetized.
I don't think mine did.
Really?
Mine did. Huh. Yeah. I was at the request for view.
Well, maybe it's
they get approved, but...
You're fat and not kid-friendly.
I didn't have demonetized videos up until that one. There's like 10 videos or something, like 8 to 10 videos or something like that were just consistently not demonetized.
Huh. Well, that's really improved for me, at least. Like, it used to be like half my videos I would upload and instantly after publishing...
Oh, yeah.
That would become demonetized.
Like, my last two videos have gotten like demonetized immediately after publishing, but like I had a run of like 4 or 5 videos before that that didn't get demonetized.
Right, I have a run of like probably like at least 40 that haven't been demonetized.
A run of 40? Shit.
Well, aside from the Johnny stuff, of course.
Well, that doesn't count because that was more like copyright.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. But I've had a long run of being a good boy, I guess, of not saying the bad words.
Do you not say the fuck word in the thing?
No, I censor them out now.
I have zero problems with cursing getting my shit demonetized.
Really?
I think it more has to do with the placement of the cursing. Like, if you curse a bunch at the beginning, like, that's when it, like, picks it up.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, I at this point I remove, like, the really vulgar shit. Like just vulgar words, because it's like, don't want to risk it, or like, really, overly sexual shit, because it's like sometimes nice guy posts will get like that. I'll just cut them out.
Yeah.
But it's like I really like cursing just doesn't really affect it.
Yeah, it hasn't put too much of a dampener on mine.
Mm-hmm.
It just like it sometimes if I curse too much at the beginning, like it gets it like demonetized after publishing. But my Bongo Cat video got fucking demonetized.
Really?
I don't know how.
Damn.
It's Bongo Cat. I think it might have been because I gave it a gun at the beginning and I pretended it shot me.
Oh, that's definitely why. That's definitely why.
Understandable.
Because, like, in the captions, it probably literally says gunshot.
I gotta see this.
Here, I'll check it right now. It probably literally just says gunshot.
I'm checking it, don't worry.
Slazo, Diesel put a question in chat for you.
Okay, so it's from Kelly Uwu. Always a good sign. Okay, it says
gun and kill
oh,
and gun a couple times, so that's probably why. And also fucking and God. Bastard, that too. And dick ass.
Nice.
I wonder why it got demonetized.
It considered it music, not a fucking gunshot.
No, music plays right after it. It didn't pick up the gunshot.
Yeah, I'm actually, Brandon, did that that first Reddit video you made with the thumbnail that reads? Hold on, I'll read it out now.
Oh my god!
Need some good cock and cum to start your day off right, baby girl. Devil emoji. Did that get demonetized?
Okay. That video was a roller coaster of everything. Okay. I don't know how, but that video went through so many, like, emotions in its monetized symbol and its, like, age restrictions. Oh, my fucking God. I don't understand. Okay,
run us through
so it. That video, it was monetized up until, like, 800K views. Mm-hmm. Then it got demonetized. Mm-hmm. Then it got age restricted. Oh. Then it got unage restricted, remonetized, then age restricted again.
Huh. And is that how it
and
is
now? And now it's currently age restricted.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I'm surprised it lasted that long, to be honest. I really fucking am. That video should have been demonetized immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It didn't, though. So, it's all good.
Oh, yeah,
and then for
Brandon,
some reason, what?
You know you hit, like, 5 1-mil videos, right?
Yes, and I'm very happy about that.
I'm gonna hit my second one soon. It was like the first Reddit video I made, I think.
The
one we That's did not at, surprising.
Yeah, the one we did at PAX East. It's been like fucking chugging along like ever since I posted it. Love that video.
It's a good video.
Yeah, it was a lot of fucking fun. Like shit, Reddit videos in, like in person in groups is like the most fun. Like some of the most fun videos I think I've done.
Yeah, because you get to see everyone's expression. But like I had
I did them all alone. Rip. I'm like the fucking.
I'm sorry.
Me and Sorry TV are just like I just on our own doing our own. Fucking.
For like you're like the virgin.
Yeah, yeah, we're the
My
virgins
Reddit videos,
of the Reddit.
Chad, your Reddit videos, virgin.
Yep.
It's that really annoying though because it's like, whenever I do something that's like not Reddit or like tweets or something, it's
would
like I did trying to watch Dr. Phil. And then the part two of that got demonetized. Then trying to watch Lil Tay got demonetized. Or no, not demonetized. Claimed. My bad. And then what other one got claimed? Oh, wait. No, those are the only two that... No, trying to watch Lele Pons part two got claimed as well. So it's like, that's just annoying.
Is the issue like the views aren't consistent? Or is it like it just gets demonetized and that's what annoys you?
No, they're claimed. Like
oh, that's... That
yeah. Funny. Yeah, so it's like... I can't really do anything about that. And, like, the most annoying part about the fucking trying to watch Lil Tay one, it wasn't even Lil Tay that claimed the video. It was fucking Jake Paul.
Of course.
Like, I used 30 seconds of his fucking clip, and he's like, this is mine! And he fucking nabbed it.
This is mine. It's like, this video, you made this? I made this.
Yeah, that could be conditioned. God, the copyright system is so annoying.
I made the whole fucking thing.
It's so annoying. And then, like, the EU is, like, proposing some really stupid fucking copyright laws. Really dumb copyright.
At least the first and in the initial phases.
Yeah, it's like the same way net neutrality got passed initially. It's like they still have to go through some shit, but it's not like official, and it won't be for a while, even if it does get passed. But it's still obnoxious to hear even existing. So, memes.
There you go. Was that an actual topic on the Loudmouth podcast? What the frick?
No, we usually have actual topics.
Yeah, no, we usually like line up 3 to 4 topics each, and then
no.
Like, we
here's the thing: every time we have guests, we never do a topic list because we are like, we can just pull questions from the audience, and then every time we're like, wow, these questions, they're not so good.
We did the questions 2 days in advance this time, and they're still shit.
I mean, I've been like scrolling through them trying to find any.
It's like just, for once we like fucking got our affairs in order and we tweeted out the Q&A on time and it was pointless.
Huh.
See, there are some genuine questions in there.
I haven't
like,
read them actually. Yeah.
You just have to look through show more replies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody who asks genuine questions. It's great. We love you, but everyone who's like ooh woo, die.
Like I'm sure you're probably already asked this, but like. I don't know if you guys mentioned the one where it was like, why did you start YouTube and what is your motivation to keep going?
Huh. I did not ask that one. I was going to ask that one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I know why I seen that. That's one of the mods on Loudmouse. I follow them.
Huh. Okay. So you're going to answer the question?
Okay. Okay. Give me a second.
Come on, well, Buster!
You don't get to ask for a second again, Slazzo.
Oh, you've used up 3 hours of our
you
seconds.
Asked for
okay,
enough seconds. I think answer the question.
Okay. So inspiration is a weird one because, like, it's hard to say, like, to cite a singular inspiration. It's more from like a billion different things, like coming
okay,
to one.
Tell us
but
the billion
not,
different
but
things.
Like not inspiration, motivation.
Motivation. Okay.
No, I want to hear inspiration too.
Okay, do both then.
Okay, let's do inspiration first. Let's do it alphabetically. So inspiration. PewDiePie was an early inspiration. Like seeing that he could do YouTube for a living, obviously was like, huh, now that's epic. And
just Ben Shapiro, okay, this is epic.
God. Brofist? Okay, this is epic. Zoinks. So yeah, him, a lot of early animators, God, were inspirations.
I thought you were gonna say Ali, eh?
Oh God.
Ultimate insult.
No, but a lot of like earlier on animators were like big inspirations for me, and I actually wanted to be an animator at the beginning. Like I made a couple animations, but then I was like, wow, I I suck at animation. RIP. So that never played out. And then later on, like Pyrocynical, Ancient Reality, Dolan Dark, guys like that were inspirations when I made montage parodies back in the day.
Oh yeah, you did MLG.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's deep in my history now, but like,
I didn't know you did fucking MLG.
MLG's underrated. People who say it's bad are liars. This shit was lit.
It's nostalgic for sure.
Yeah, back in the day it was like a lot of fun. It was
MLG.
Yeah. Yeah, but now
it was like the precursor to ironic humor that we experience today, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Like it was cutting edge at the time, and now since it was the original version.
Cutting edge technology.
It feels outdated now because we've evolved so much from it, but it set a lot of the foundation for the type of humor we laugh at. Like if I send a picture of a chicken nugget in chat, you guys might laugh. You won't know why.
Well, now I'm gonna laugh because you sent the picture. You're telling me I'm gonna laugh if I see a chicken nugget.
Yeah, here's a chicken nugget.
That's a chicken nugget.
I get it.
Makes sense to me.
Now the question is, will you laugh at this?
No.
I'm trying really hard not to.
It's a Minecraft.
I know, me too.
Yes, I win. I always win.
I don't know what's funny about it though. That's the thing.
It's funny because it shouldn't be funny.
Like, see, is this picture of a doorknob funny?
We're completely interrupting Slaz's life story for someone else. I hope you know that.
Continue.
Yeah, I'm talking about like my childhood. We're just laughing at doorknobs. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, go Slaz.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. So yeah, that happened, and I slowly transitioned into commentary, I guess, like over the course of a couple of years. And yeah, what motivates me? Okay, I don't know, I guess just growing and, you know, obviously there's, like, not becoming homeless. That's obviously one source of motivation.
That's a pretty good motivator.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair one to have.
But, I don't know, I like progressing. It feels good. So, like, whether it's sub count or seeing the videos become funnier or better, I just like improving. I don't know.
Yeah, getting to evolve the style and shit over time.
Yeah, pretty much.
So your life's a video game?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's not a gamer. Like he doesn't play like Overwatch.
He's a real gamer.
He games YouTube. That's his
yeah.
Like he's a real gamer in that he likes making content, and that's what I think is passion.
Life is my game. God.
Yeah, that's some virgin talk, my friend.
Freak off.
Also, I have another image that I need to send.
Of course you do.
Oh my god.
There were like fake Nintendo leaks where like that was put on the fucking like direct announcement thing.
That was put on a direct announcement?
A fake one. Like you know how there's always like Nintendo Direct leaks every time like there's a supposedly a new one? Like someone made like a fake screenshot where it was just that image on a fucking Nintendo Direct little slate sheet.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, and then Dark Side. Stop.
Is that Ricky? Okay.
Sorrow said, "Ask if there's anyone he'd like to thank for success."
Ah, yes. Yeah, I'm glad you've, I'm glad this has come up, actually. So, I'd just really like to thank, I'd just really like to give a heartfelt thank to Pyrocynical. He's always, you know, he's always been there to help me out. You know, I can't think of anyone else I'd like to thank for my success, Mr. Sorry TV.
But, yeah, Pyrocynical. Sorry TV asked who he has anyone to thank.
Yeah, other tweets on screen as we read it, as we like answer the questions.
No,
I sent one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, won't be on screen
gonna,
video.
They're not gonna show up on screen. No.
That's editing work.
We ain't doing that shit, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. Understandable. Okay. But yeah, there we go. That is my answer to Mr. Sadness Television.
Oof.
Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, there you go. There's another one.
Okay, here's another one.
From the Nigerian prince.
Okay, let's
great question.
Let's have somebody read out the question.
I got it. Okay. At Slazzo, would you consider jacking off to be a sport?
Yeah, I'd say it's like one of the most versatile sports as well, because you can do like endurance, or you could do like a race, you feel me? Or you could do speed.
Beats per minute. Yeah.
BPM, yeah.
Yeah, the fastest hand in the West.
I say that, but there's probably a subreddit or a forum post or something where people measure the shit and compete.
Well, there's the game Soggy Biscuit. I don't know if you know that, but like that's basically what
I
that is.
Nope. Stop. Stop.
Are you aware of Soggy Biscuit?
Maybe you should explain it for the wonderful people at home.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen back at home, Soggy Biscuit is a game where you get either like a piece of bread or a biscuit or something, in the middle of a group of men, of blokes, and the men will proceed to shake their snakes onto the
I can feel it coming
thing, and the last one to complete their snake shaking will have to consume the bread with all the extra product on it. Yeah, I didn't want to go into too graphic detail, but I think they get the idea. Yeah. So yeah, what are our thoughts on that one? What are our thoughts?
what are my thoughts on that? My thoughts on that is, one, why does it exist? Two, who the fuck made it up? Who was sitting there like, hey guys, we should all jerk off into a biscuit, and then the last guy eats it? Who thought of that?
Soggy Biscuit is a male group masturbation activity where the participants stand around a biscuit, UK, or cookie, US, masturbating and ejaculating onto it. The last person
There's
to do
a couple
so
dudes being guys.
The game is reportedly played by adolescents, notably in the United Kingdom, United States, and Australia. In Australia, it is also known as the Soggy Sow after the SAO brand of briskets that are popular there. Although Soggy Biscuit is not necessarily associated with homosexuality since the game does not require sexual contact, I'm gonna stop reading.
The last guy. Okay.
Fellas, is it?
You have to be
eat, like five other guys.
Fellas,
come.
Is it gay to play Soggy
no,
Biscuit with your
fellas? Brother? Fellas, isn't it gay to all stand in a circle jerking off in front of each other?
What the hell are you looking at?
Get your cum on a biscuit.
No, I don't think
I
it's
was
gay.
Reading the Wikipedia page for it, Diesel.
God, there's a Wikipedia page for it?
Of course
there is.
Why is it has a Wikipedia entry?
There's a Wikipedia page for literally anything. You look up Epic in the Wikipedia.
Michael McCrudden, YouTuber, has a fucking Wikipedia page.
Really?
I need a Wikipedia page.
Yes.
Oh, that's depressing.
The future's now, guys. The future's now.
Yeah, the future's now. Fucking Soggy Biscuit.
Bunch of dudes being guys. Bunch of guys.
Who made that
up?
Who the fuck made that up? I want to know. Like, I want to know who was just.
Well, look, you get a couple teenage dudes. You stand in a room with your bros, and you're like, "Let's all jerk off so you can jerk off the fastest."
Hey, I got a good idea. Let's stand in a circle jerking off on a cookie, and the last guy who jerks off last eats
this
it.
This is.
It sounds epic to me. I know what you guys are talking about. It sounds pretty freaking epic and kind of sick.
You want to do it, Slazzo?
Yeah. Just fucking do it. I wonder if there are some guys who like take the longest on purpose. You know.
It's like,
oh my god! Stop!
Like,
stop!
Oh.
Stop!
Okay. Should we move on to another question before this goes off the rails?
Do we have any more?
I think this might just be a good place to end it. TBH.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's 200 replies, and I mean, most of them are
bullshit. There's 200 replies, and not one of them is good.
Yeah.
Nah, we had the one good question about motivation and shit. That was a good one.
We had the one good question about jacking off being a sport.
Okay, I'm going to out to this podcast here. Thank you guys for watching this episode of Loud Mouse Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at loudmouse_, and check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud as well if you haven't already. Thank you for coming on this episode of Loud Mouse, Lazo.
Thank you. It was epic.
Get out.
Okay.